Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Saudi Arabia. The Muslim world leaders cannot follow the instructions to drive out terrorism as laid out by President Trump's speech in Saudi Arabia. That's the headline. In a moment, Shahram Haidian from Iran will give us the details behind this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let me get to the speech just a moment. If indeed he was in his heart really not understanding Islam itself, would the Islamic leaders be willing to do what he said to do? Can they do that and follow through with his request?
That's a great question. There's a difference between would they be willing for a short time play along and can they ultimately do it long term? In the short term, yes, it's possible that they may exercise taqiyya, lie about it, and go along with some effort to say, oh, we're fighting ISIS, we're the ones to arm Saudi Arabia. But can they? No, they can't, because fundamentally in Islam, they cannot change their ways. Number one, jihad and violent jihad is part of the history of Islam. It's not radicalism or extremism as we would want to justify it. Islam is Islam. Islam is Muhammad. If Muhammad is Islamic and Saudi Arabia is the heart of the Islamic world and Mecca and Medina, the two holiest sites of Islam, are in Saudi Arabia, how can they change their spots? How can they change their behavior and say all of a sudden we're not going to pursue an effort to dominate the world? This notion that they can get along and let's be a productive member of society, it goes fundamentally against the understanding of what the caliphate is supposed to be and what their commandment is. And when he said fight, he's not talking about a spiritual fight. He's talking about literally fighting non-Muslims. And it tells you right on their website that you could get flogged, you can get thrown to prison, or you can even get killed. And in the last 2 years, there have been over 300 people beheaded by the Saudi government for crimes against Islam. This is by the Saudi government. And so it is ridiculous that we're sitting here making deals with our enemies once again, in my opinion.
Shahram Haidian, an Iranian-born broadcast partner, with that report. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. President Trump may have had good intentions in exhorting the Muslim world leaders to drive Islamic radical terrorism out of their nations. But that is impossible, according to the Quran, the Islamic holy book. During the month of Ramadan in the Islamic faith, the true Muslims confirm their commitment to the Quran, which actually calls for holy war against infidels and to kill the non-Muslims. A true Muslim must abide by the Quran, which actually calls for world domination as well. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...